I saw this story yesterday about Racecourse Road at Ascot, the famous Racecourse Road. And it's about four lease signs, and there's lots of shop fronts there that are vacant. I've seen them along. Oh, I've seen them everywhere. La Trobe Terrace at Paddington. I've seen them all over the place. And we know that the squeeze is on because of COVID-19 and other things that are happening around the city, but it's only going to get worse. And the story about Racecourse Road at Ascot was that tenant landlords are offering tenants 6 months rent-free, 6 months, and then the next 6 months at half price. A third of the shops on the street are empty. It used to be considered the ultimate high street for women's fashion goers. It was astonishing to me. It really struck me. I've been up there a couple of times recently. I've been to the coffee club there and to other places along there. And one of the people who spoke in the story was Gary Grant. He's a news agent from the area, and he's on the line. How are you, Gary? It's Neil Breen here from 4BC Breakfast. I read this story yesterday, and it kind of really struck me that the problems that you're having there and the famous high street at Racecourse Road was having such issues, and you run the news agency.
Yeah.
And what's happening?
Well, not a lot. We're saying the business, you know, is affected by, you know, COVID and all that sort of stuff, but the businesses, what's them, are all affected by the Kingsmith Smith Drive with all the work that they've been doing on Kingsmith Smith Drive, which has been going on and on and on forever and a day.
That's like 5 years, Gary, they've been doing it.
5 years. And at one time, the council put up the signs on both ends of the street to say that Racecourse Road was closed while they were doing the work on Kingsmith Smith Drive. And that affected their business drastically because, you know, people and naturally thought, if it's closed, what's the good of going down there? You know, there won't be anything to do. And it just goes on and on.
And so you took over the news agency there, and it's just like you need foot traffic.
You need lots of it.
Yeah, you need lots of it. People in the area dropping in to buy something off you, odds and ends, bits and pieces.
That's the go. But, you know, and when they put those signs up to say it was closed, obviously that affected a lot of businesses.
Yeah.
And some of them closed, like, you know, not this end of the street, but up the other end, one of the major, coffee shops, it closed its doors, you know, and
yeah,
stopped bringing people to the area.
Yeah, that's right. And did I read, Gary, that you used to be a bank manager in the area?
I was, I came here in 1978 as a bank manager, yep. And in those days, the place was absolutely jumping, you know.
It was a real epicentre back in the day. So you were a bank manager there, what, late 70s, 80s, and
yeah,
it was just a place to do business.
84. Sorry, Neil, what'd you say then?
And it was a real vibrant place to do business. You were writing loans all over the place.
Certainly was. It's very busy.
Yeah. Well, it's really sad for you, Gary. That's why I wanted to have a chat to you today on 4BC Breakfast. 131873, if it's happening in your area and what your thoughts are about it. Gary Grant, who runs the news agency on Racecourse Road, it's open for business. You can drive down there and you can park, drop in and buy something off him, because they're all doing their best, and it's all of us together have to help small business. Thanks, Gary.
I appreciate your call, Neil. Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming on, mate.
Bye-bye.